willing and able. Let's look at Mark 2, verses 10 and 11. Mark 2 is Jesus healing the paralytic. Verse 8, immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this is what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of all of them. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Willing and able. Sometimes the Bible makes us smile. Occasionally, Jesus' critics would ask him a question designed to trap him or to prove the falsity of his words or actions. Often, their question would illuminate the very point Jesus was making. Ironically and unintentionally, Jesus' critics opened the door through which he could easily walk. One such event occurred early in his ministry. In Capernaum, Jesus was teaching in a house packed with people. With four men approaching carrying a paralyzed man on a stretcher, they couldn't get through the crowd to reach Jesus. So they went to the roof and made an opening, letting the man down into the room where Jesus was sitting. When Jesus addressed the man, saying his sins were forgiven, some religious leaders were astonished. "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Mark 2:7. Exactly. Only God can forgive sins, and only God can heal paralyzed bodies. And Jesus could do both. So he healed the man physically to prove he also had the authority to heal him spiritually. One of the reasons for Jesus' miracles was to prove his deity. Thank him today for his mighty power to save and to heal. So many great points in there. I mean, first of all, those four friends. I mean, don't you want to be a friend like that? I want to be a friend like that, always carrying people to Jesus. They had the faith, even though there was a big crowd, and they went all the way up on the roof and tore the roof open and lowered the man down. And what an amazing miracle that was. So I hope, my friends, you always are going to be that kind of friend, because we all need those kind of friends. But secondly, it's interesting. They were trying to trap Jesus, but that just opened the door for him to prove his deity. He has the power to forgive sins and to heal. And I am so glad for that, because I need my sins forgiven, and many times I've needed healing. So I hope today you just rejoice in the fact that we serve a Savior who can forgive sins and heal. And I'm sure we all need a lot of that today. So have a great day remembering his deity, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. And you can order your own copy of Walking with Jesus by Dr. David Jeremiah by going to davidjeremiah.org or by calling Turning Point at 877-998-0222. And I would love to answer any question that you may have about faith in Jesus. Let's get stronger this year in 2024. You can contact me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. And I hope you have a wonderful day growing your faith in Jesus.